Good morning. Okay, welcome. Welcome back. I hope everyone had a nice Hanukkah, a nice break. I know this week was also a little bit of a unique week because so many people. Can people like sit closer to me? I feel so far away from everyone. Idan, sit over here. No, I feel so far away. You don't have to move. It's okay. But we had a. With the legal holiday, and then some people were still not here on Tuesday, Wednesday. So I know that this week was an interesting week as far as prep. But even if you didn't see anything of the Gemara, hopefully much of this, like the idea of Sheva Brachot, is maybe already familiar. But we'll go through everything. I want to start with source number one, just the Gemara in Ketubot. From our daf, this week we did Amud Aleph and Amud Bet, a lot of Sheva Brachot stuff. So the Gemara has the following story: Rav Ashi ikla lebei Rav Kahana yomakama brich kulhu mikan ve'elach ikapanim chadashot brich kulhu ve'ilo apushi simcha ba'almehu mevarch shem sheyasim chabimono ve'asher bara. So Rav Ashi visits Rav Kahana. This is a wedding, and on the first day he says all of the Sheva Brachot. Mikan ve'elach, from then on, ika panim chadashot, barichulu, he said all of them, vilo, but if there weren't panim chadashot, then it's just a pushi simcha ba'alma, it's just like a lot of simcha, but it's not quite sheva brachot, well, it's not quite the highest level of simcha, we're going to talk about that. But because of that, there's no panim chadashot, mevarech she simcha bimono, ve'asher bara. Mishim vad shloshim, Vein amar machmat hilula, vein lo amar lehu machmat hilula, mevrech she simcha bimono. Now, after Sheva Brachot, after the week of Sheva Brachot, let's say, for the next 23 days, for the whole month, any time that the Chasan and Kala have guests, whether they explicitly said it's celebrating their marriage or not, the Gemara records here that they make the bracha of she simcha bimono. And then after 30 days, mikan ve'elech iamar lehu machmat hilula, mevrech she simcha bimono, vilo lo. And beyond the day 30, it's been 8 months since they got married, so if they just have stam guests, so they don't say anything. But if they said, come, we haven't celebrated with you, let's celebrate our marriage together, so then you would still say, she'asim chabimono. We'll talk also about the fact that this isn't done. We'll get there. And then after, v'chia marle machmat hilula ad emat, so what's the window of that? If the couple's been married for 5 years and they have people over, say, oh, we never celebrated with you, come. So the Amar Rav Papi Mishmei Derava Ad Tresar Yarchi Shata. It's 12 months a year. That's the length of it. Longer than that, then they're never going to say, or they're not going to say, as a result of this wedding, Asheh Simcha Bimono. So that's this intro. I gave you for source number two, for those who are not familiar with the Sheva Brachot, and I'm not sure if Rabbi Tachina was looking at the source sheet when I handed it out. I'm not sure if you were going through to see if I caught all the Hashem Elokei news, and I think I did. Okay, I tried really hard to make sure I caught all of them. But these are the Sheva Brachot, and the one that we're really going to talk about, because this is what was mentioned in source number one, is the Brach of Asher Bara, which is the last one here, and it's the one that's underlined. And the big question is that, as we saw from source number one, the fact that if there are panim chadashot, you say all of them. If there are no panim chadashot, so then you don't say all of them. You still say she'af simcha bimono and asher bara. We're going to focus on asher bara. But that means that asher bara is somewhat... I've been muted. Have you been able to hear me? Okay, good. Okay, sorry. Just my computer was muted. The asher bara is somehow unique because... Whereas the other Sheva Brach, you're not going to say Shakol b'ra lichvado or Yotzer ha'adam if there's not panim chadashot. For some reason, when there's no panim chadashot, you still say the brach of Asher Bara, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. To what extent it's unique, clearly, but how unique is it? The two major players, two major Rishonim in this about like how unique is the brach of Asher Bara are the Ramban and the Ran. So that's what we're going to spend most of our time looking at the Ramban and the Ran. Understanding the bracha of Asher Bara. If I say Asher Yatzar ever accidentally, just know that I meant Asher Bara. Yeah. We're looking at how they understand Asher Bara and how unique Asher Bara is, looking at some of the implications and the nafka minas of their approach. Then we're going to throw Rambam into the mix and look at how he fits in with this machlok at Rambam and the Ramban. Then look at Halach Lamaisa, which in my opinion, I think messes up the whole picture that we had initially. And then look at some of the nafkaminas with all of that. That's our goal for where we're going right now. So starting with source number three, or continuing with source number three, is the Ramban's position. So I didn't actually include the Gemara that he's officially referring to, but I guess I'll say it outside. There is that the Gemara records that there's a machloket. There are two different weddings where someone said either six brachot or five brachot, and then the Gemara says, like, what was one of the brachot that they didn't include? That's what he's referring to. Mi dekamrina brich shit v'rich chamesh v'chulei, v'amrina nami mevarchin berkat chatzanim kol sheva. So the fact that there was a discussion about these a specific event where they made six brachot or five brachot, and the fact that they call birkat chat, they say that we say birkat chatanim kol sheva. Umatzino sheyasimcha bimono shemevarchin ota kol yod bet chodesh ve'ashkechen nami dekasal kadatach lebracha levarcha bebei mehula. We also, the Gemara later on in this daf on Chet Amud Aleph also suggests that maybe we should say simcha bimono even at a bris. All these things together indicate that sheyasimcha bimono shmeinen minei she'ena bichlal birkat chatanim, that sheyasimcha bimono is not considered part of birkat chatanim, because all these other times of talking about chatanim, it doesn't seem to mention anything about sheyasimcha bimono. And even the fact that we find sheyasimcha bimono, at least there's a havamin, if not for the fact that there's pain to the child, there's a havamin that you would say sheyasimcha bimono at a bris, which means that sheyasimcha bimono is not one of birkat chatanim. That's the Ramban says. Hilkach leite bichlal ma she'amru mevarchin birkat chatanim besara. And so the rules of birkat chatanim, like you require a minyan to recite birkat chatanim, don't apply to she'asimcha bimono, elash mamina afilu begimel mevarchin. You just need a zimun, and then you can say she'asimcha bimono in the zimun part of it. I didn't include she'asimcha bimono, but that's part of the special zimun that's used at Sheva Brachot. Is she'asimcha bimono? That's what he's talking about, and he's saying she'asimcha bimono is not one of birkat chatanim. That's what the Ramban says. So the Ramban, it's source number four. We'll start from the top, but he's medayik in the language of the Ramban. We'll say it outside right now, that he's medayik in the language of the Ramban, that he says she'asimcha bimono is not one of birkat chatanim. The Ramban, the Ran reads into that might mean that, according to the Ramban, Asher Bara is part of birkat chatanim. So we'll start with the Ran at the beginning, but he's going to ultimately quote the Ramban and then ultimately disagree with him, but we'll start at the top. Source number four, Balav panim chadashot nami varach ota. Without panim chadashot, we make the bracha. Kedamar bo panim chadashot mevarech sheet, lo bo mevarech echad. Right? So if you have panim chadashot, you make six, plus bar peri gafen. Without panim chadashot, you just make the one, asher bara. Ela vadai asher bara bifnei atzma lo birkat chatanim. Looking that asher bara is its own separate thing, not part of birkat chatanim. Ela kulu sheet brachot mikru. Birkat chatanim ki hechi de la arba shileachar hamazon mikru birkat hamazon. He says, so I'm actually reading this again the second time. Vaday she'asher bara bifnei atzma lo birkat chatanim. So asher bara is not, the Ran is saying, is not part of birkat chatanim. It's just included there, just like we call the arba brachot for birkat hamazon. They're all just called like these four brachot. So we'll call it seven brachot that are part of the Sheva Brachot, but it's not actually part of Birkat Chatanim, according to the Ran. V'nafkamina, de'afagav darmina Birkat Chatanim basara. Nafkamina is, even though Birkat Chatanim requires asara, heicha de'leka b'minim chadashot, de'lo mevarech el shal b'mono v'asher bara, lo ba'yasara ela begimel nami mevarechin en la. So he says, nafkamina being that asher bara does not require a minion, because he thinks asher bara is not one of the, it's not actually Birkat Chatanim. It's included, it's recited with Birkat Chatanim, but it's not actually one of the Birkat Chatanim, and so it doesn't require all the things that Birkat Chatanim requires. V'Rambanzal, it continues, V'Rambanzal katav, mi de'amrina begemara brich shid, brich hamesh, ma mina de'asim she'asim mono, la Birkat Chatanim, mina de'afilu begimel mefrachinota, mi devarav atalamed, so from what the Ramban said, l'mat shehu savor, da'asher bara, hi michlal shit, v'hei, she'ein mefrachinota ela ba'asara. He says, you can be medayik from the Ramban that it's just simcha, she'asimcha bimono that's not, but asher bara would be considered one of the five or six sheva brachot that are recited. So according to that, though, when Rabbi Yehuda says, when there are panim chadashot, you say it, so he would say that the fact that, because he said, Rabbi Yehuda says, you say, with their panim chadasher, you say birkat chatanim, so he's, that means that what the Rambam would say is that means that you say the full birkat chatanim. But that's a difficult thing to say. It sounds like birkat chatanim is everything not asher bara, and then asher bara is a separate thing that's recited alongside birkat chatanim. He thinks that if, what did I just say? Clear, meaning Rabbi Yehuda seems to include, says, you say birkat chatanim if you have panim chadasho. And according to the Ramban, it doesn't really mean you say birkat chatanim, because you even say one of birkat chatanim, even if there aren't panim chadashot. So it means you say the full birkat chatanim if there are panim chadashot. But if you don't have panim chadashot, then you don't say the full birkat chatanim. You just say one of the birkat chatanim, which is asher bara. And the Ran thinks that's a very dochak reading of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda sounds like he's saying panim chadashot equals all birkat chatanim. No panim chadashot is no birkat chatanim, i.e. asher bara is not birkat chatanim. So that's how the Ramban would have to read it, and he thinks that's difficult. He continues, V'ikar ha-davar, kamo shekatavti, de-keshem she-asimcha b'mono, ein de-birkat chatanim, de-ha be-mahola havim levarchin la, ilav mishum tzar dino, ked kedita be-gemara, v'lo mevarchin la, ela mishum simcha be-ama. So he says, look, the ikar, what it is just like she-asimcha b'mono, which is not, clearly not part of birkat chatanim, because we see that it could, in theory, there's a havamina that would be recited even at a brit milah. We don't. It's just related to simcha. Hachinami asher bara lav birkat chatanim hi, v'lo baya asara, she'ena ba'a ela mishum apushi simcha ba'alma. V'kach nirin divrei harambam, zal b'perek bet mihilchot bracha. We'll come back to that, to this proof, what he thinks about the Rambam position in a moment. But the Ran concludes that no, asher bara is not one of birkat chatanim. So birkat chatanim is a series of brachot that we say, not including asher bara. And so if there's panim chadashot, you say birkat chatanim plus asher bara. And if there are no panim chadashot, you don't say birkat chatanim, but you do say asher bara, because asher bara is not one of birkat chatanim. That's the way the Ran understands it. And the Ramban, at least the way the Ran understands the Ramban, is that the Ramban believes that asher bara is one of the birkat chatanim. And so, all of the details of birkat chatanim should apply to it. Now, if you don't have panim chadashot, you lose, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, how the Ramban would understand it. But if you don't have panim chadashot, you lose most of the birkat chatanim. But apparently, according to the Ramban, for some reason, asher bara still remains, even though all of its birkat chatanim friends have disappeared. Yeah.
I don't know how the Ran can say what he says if the Lishna of the Gemara itself says, my mevarech, I'm a Rav Yehuda, all of those, right? And what, the Braita, one line before, says, you need those 10 people, what are you saying? And then he mentioned all the seven prophet, including the last one.
Which is what you say when there are 10 people. But he thinks that there's a fundamental difference between the first six and the last one.
But literally, he asked, what do we say when there's 10 people?
So what do you do with Rabbi Yehuda? Right? V'hu shebao panim chadashot. You make these brachot of the panim chadashot. No panim chadashot, you don't make the brachot. You don't make brachot chadashot. So, but you do, according to the Ramban. You make one of them. I hear your question. I hear your point. Saying that when the Gemara initially lists them, the Pashup Shad of the Gemara seems to appear that all seven of these are in a chunk together, birkat chatanim. They're one unit. And the Ramban is saying, that fits with the Ramban. The Ran, though, is saying they're not really one unit. They're grouped together, but really asher bara is its own thing. I think it's a fair point, because I think you're right, that the Pashup Shad of the Gemara does seem to look that way.
Doesn't the Gemara say explicitly that if there isn't panim chadashot, you say Shabbat?
Yeah, that's the source number one.
So how does the Ramban go with that?
No, so we'll have to talk about it. I think we're gonna get there. No, he'll say that you say asher bara. You say one of the birkat chatanim. You don't say all of the birkat chatanim. That's what he says. We'll see in source number five. He's going to talk about that directly.
Why should you say it?
So let's go to source number five. Let's go to source number five. He's going to try to explain the position of the Ramban and the Ran, and we'll see if you find that he answers the question.
Okay.
Source number five is the Sefer Birkat Chatanim by Harav Nissan Shlomo Kaplan. There you go. Of the Mirror, interviewed on Meaningful People podcast, in case anyone's curious. Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay, and I think this Sefer has a skama, or a divrei bracha from his brother.
Okay.
Okay, so in Siman Mem Zayin, he has a whole thing about the Gemara, this idea of Apushi Simcha Ba'amahu. We'll skip the part that I put in parentheses just because we'll come back to this idea later on. But Habir Bazesh Shamati Mehagon Harav. Okay, Shlita. Shesh Shnei Madrigot Shel Simcha Kol Shiva. Kshesh Panim Chadashot. Kshein Panim Chadashot.
Maybe Rabbi Asher or Yeli.
Okay.
Could be.
Okay.
In the mirror. Yeah.
Okay. Could be. Okay. So this is the explanation you heard from maybe Rav Asher Ariely about the two levels of Simcha Kol Shiva. There's Kshesh Panim Chadashot and Kshein Panim Chadashot. Kshesh Panim Chadashot, Hem Osim HaSimcha. When they're Panim Chadashot, they are causing the Simcha. Kshein Panim Chadashot, Hakruin, Hen Osin HaSimcha VeAbet Chatnut. The people who are there might not be Panim Chadashot, but the guests who are there are still, they're bringing the Simcha. Ukshesh Panim Chadashot, have a Simcha k'yoma kama. When there are Panim Chadashot there, it's the Simcha like the first day. Ukshein Panim Chadashot, v'yesh kruin, yesh tzat Simcha. You don't have Panim Chadashot. You have people, you have guests. It's a special day. It's a Simcha, but it's not like yoma kama. It's not like the wedding day. It's not like that first day. So there's Simcha, but it's less. Apushi Simcha ba'amahu. Ulefize, he continues on the top of page 2. Ulefize, Apushi Simcha ba'ama hainu dehinach kruin rak hirbuk tzat simcha. Veino mamash kiyom chatnut. Vein ze kapanim chadashot shime'arer legamrei simcha. V'lachen ein mevarchino tabi milua. Because you don't have the full group, you don't have like mamash kiyom chatnut, so it's not like panim chadashot that's me'orer legamrei simcha. I mean, I'm literally just saying the words again, throwing a couple English words in. But he said, It's simcha, but it doesn't take us back to that first day. And so you still have an element of that first day, of birkat chatanim, of asher bara, but that's it. Avavadai shi adain midin, so yeah, sorry. Lechen ein mevarchino tabi milua, avavadai shi adain midin birkat chatanim. You still have elements of day one, but you didn't go all the way back. So you didn't go all the way back to be able to say all seven. You went back enough to say Asher Bara, v'lechen l'Ramban sarich asara l'berkat Asher Bara. And so, according in the Ramban's eyes, this bracha that you're making is taken from Birkat Chatanim. It's not quite day one. If it was like day one, you'd say all seven. It's not quite like day one, so you get away with one. You only say Asher Bara, but it's still there. V'zeo, skipping the brackets, he says, unlike Shesef HaBemanoi. Okay. V'zeo she's karnu kvar le'el siman tet de'aran hochiach she'aramban shikari le'birkat asher bara birkat chatanim de'haynu hach v'rak kivan she'havi apushi simcha ba'alma v'rachinan mevarchin rak bracha achad. I think what he's saying is that, right, we're happy. With panim chadashot, we'd be really happy, and we'd be so happy that we're mamish back at like day one. But without Panim Chadashot, we're still very happy, and we still have elements of Birkat Chatanim. It's just not like it was on day one. So if we reduce it, we lose six of them, we still have Asher Bara.
Okay.
Are you satisfied with that? Okay. I'm not sure if there's any other way to explain. If you're the Ramban, who says that it's still Birkat Chatanim, you have to explain why most of Birkat Chatanim fell away. And he's saying because you don't have enough to bring you back to day one, but you still have something there.
And that's why you have to have
10. Correct, yeah, because it's for Asher Bar, because it's Birkat Chatanim.
Yeah.
It's still Birkat Chatanim. It's just not like the Yomakama Birkat Chatanim. Mashein ken haran. In the second paragraph of page 2, Mashen Ken Aran Mevaer Mahal Chadash B'Gemar Shekatav Ulididi Achi Perisho Iika Panim Chadash Mevrech Kuhu Dilididu Have Kitzchilat Nisuin Dami Vilo Mai Da'ami Rabbanan Shiva Lebracha Late Mishim Nisuin Dili Nisuin Yomakama Sagi El Lepushi Simcha B'Almahu Tikun Achi Detakun Achi Hilkach Be She Hasimcha B'Mono V'Asher Bara Sagi, meaning V'Hainu Shetiknu brachot elu kedei larbot simcha. The whole purpose of these brachot was to increase simcha. V'hainu sha brachot hem hen elu she marbot v'osur ta simcha. Vainu shesh takana lapushi simcha. I think what he's saying is that, right, if you have panim chadashot, you are like the nisuin yom hakama. I think everyone agrees to that. But if you don't have the panim chadashot, you've lost something. You're only at this apushi simcha ba'alma, and in order to give you more of a simcha, we're going to give you this bracha v'asher bara. You're not birkat chatanim anymore. You don't have panim chadashot. You're not doing anything close to what you're doing. Something I guess close, but you're not at the yom hakama level. You still need simcha, so we give you asher bara to increase the level of simcha. That's the way I'm understanding this round. I'm trying to read Rabbi Turchiner's face to see if he.
No. This is all within the school of thought that says that the reason why you need Panim Chadashos is because of Simcha, as opposed to this whole other school that is because the Panim Chadashos themselves have a chiyuv to make a Rambam.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna throw Rambam into the mix. Yeah, we're gonna get there. But we're gonna see that the Ramban and the Ran are both in the former school. They're not in the latter school. We'll see whether Rambam is even in the latter school or not. But yeah, correct. That this is all assuming that the whole point of Panim Chadashot is because there's a level of simcha that they're adding to the experience. So nimtza, continuing in the third paragraph, nimtza de la Ramban hakavana pushi simcha ba'alma shebematzav kaze shiraka pushi simcha mevarchin rak achad ularan bishvil pushi simcha tiknu kol shiva l'chol apachot sheasimcha bimono v'asher bara. I think what he's essentially saying is that for the Ramban, when you have a lesser simcha, you can only make one bracha, and that's the bracha of asher bara. For the Ran, because there's lesser simcha, so Chazal said it's a lesser simcha day. So make sure you say asher bara to give you some simcha here, because you should have simcha. You don't have panim chadashot, so you don't have simcha. So the asher bara is trying to fix the lack of simcha that you have without panim chadashot. Whereas for the Ramban, the lack of simcha is the thing that causes the lack of the other six brachot. I think what I said makes sense. Go back to the disclaimer that I said at the beginning of the day. Okay. Ulafiza Pashut Shilaran, Ein Nikra Birkat Chatzanim, Lakach, Ein Tzarich Hasara Kadei Levarech Asher Bara V'Sagi B'Shlosha. Like we saw earlier, this was a clear nafka mina. If it's Birkat Chatzanim, it requires Asara, requires a minion, and that the Ran would say no need. For the Ramban, Birkat Chatzanim, Asher Bara is Birkat Chatzanim, it does require a minion, and so that's what he says there. So another nafka mina that he brings up between the Ran and the Ramban, aside from whether you require 10, if you're only saying the bracha of Asher Bara, is the following. So earlier in his Sefer in Siman Mem, he went through the whole discussion about whether you should try to say all Sheva Brachot every day of Sheva Brachot. And the conclusion was, it's nice to, but you don't have to go out of your way to find a minyan and find panim chadashot to be able to say all seven sheva brachot. But now the suffix is, ha'im tzarich leharbot l'chol apachot b'su'udot she'efshar levarech behem birkat asher bara. It's fine. So you don't have to go so far as to say all sheva brachot, but you have to try to generate a chiyuv to say asher bara. So he says, l'chora yetalui b'hanal. He says, look, if you're the Ramban, and the Ramban says, you don't have to create Yom HaKama, it's just, if you have it, then it's like Yom HaKama, you make all Sheva Brachot. But you don't have to generate it, you don't have to make Sheva Brachot, you don't have to do any Birkat Chatanim. You don't have to do anything. You can, you don't have to. So you don't have to do Asher, you don't have to make sure that you have people there to do Asher Bara. According to the Ran, the whole point of this was to cause you to be happy during the week of Sheva Brachot. So you, at the very least, you have to say Asher Bara, because Chazal were metak in this bracha to give you simcha. So you have to, you should endeavor to at very least be in a situation, you can't say full Sheva Brachot, fine, but at the very least, to be able to say Asher Bara, the Ran thinks that you should. Because that's the whole. Shetiknu brachot elu kedei laharbot simcha. Im ken yeh inyan laharbot besuda b'chol yom l'chol b'chot levarech sheasimcha b'mono v'asher bara. ואולי מכיוון שאין הדין ברור מזה בא המנהג לעשות שבע ברכות בכל יום, אם אפשר. So he thinks maybe that's why people do try to make שבע ברכות, at least try to get Asher Bara, because of this position of the Ran. That's one, really maybe two nafkaminas, whether you require a minyan for Asher Bara, and whether you should try to make sure at the very least to say Asher Bara. According to the Ramban, you require a minyan because it's Birkat Chatanim, but you don't have to do Birkat Chatanim every day. According to the Ran, Asher Bara is not Birkat Chatanim, but it's there for Simcha, and you should be Mesameach every day of that week, so you should endeavor to say Asher Bara. Another one is, let's say you didn't invite people over. The Ramban and the Ran also argue with this. I'll be honest, I'm not sure that it absolutely aligns, and you can draw a straight line between what they say about Asher Bara and this, but there could be something here that I'm happy to listen to any ideas anyone entertains. The Ramban in source number 6 says, Mitzikah Amrina Mikan Ve'elah Chabushi Simcha Bama Klamar Kru'im Halalu Ve'amrina, these people who were invited, Ve'amrina Amar Lehu Machmat Hilula. And also the Gemara says that you say to them, oh, you're here, I'm inviting you because of this Simcha. Shma'amina She'en Mevarchin Nami She'asimcha Bimono Ela B'mi She'ose Sudot Mireut L'chatunato Avalim Lozi Men Adam Ela Chatan Suedim B'nei Beito Einem Mevarech Klal. You don't make this brachot if you didn't invite anyone. The idea is that the Apushi Simcha Ba'alma is still when you have Kareem, when you invited people and they came. Okay, you don't have panim chadasho, but you still have people here to celebrate. Okay, so then you'll say Asher Bara. But if you didn't invite anyone, you're just sitting in your house with the family. You don't have this like sudat mereyud, he calls it. So then you don't have the Asher Bara. The Ran quotes the Ramban, source number 7. Ramban zal katav to mida amar pusha simcha ba'alma hu kolamar sudat kru in halalu. The Rinan Amar le machmat hilula shma mina she'en mevarchin ashiyasam v'mano ela beose sudat mereyut l'chatunato. Avalim lozi men adam ela chatan hasoed im b'nei beito ena mevarach klal. Right? Mashmele zal demai da'amre pusha simcha ba'alma hu hainu sudat ha'kruin. This implies that Ramban is saying that you had to invite people. Vein ze nachon klal. Ela kamoshika tavdi ikar. What I write was correct. Lufikach and yomer shekol shiva afilu chatan soed im bnei beito mavrech kol shiva sheasimcha bimono sheilu kefi perushozal afilu asher bara lo yivrech elim ken soed imo acher. He says, according to the Ramban, conclusion is that you wouldn't say Shas Habim, no, you wouldn't say Asher Bara unless you have guests. And he says there's no way that that's true. Even if you're sitting alone, and I think this fits with the way with Rav Nissen Kaplan was saying that, like, according to the Ran, the idea is that Chazal want you to be Sameach. And so even if you don't have any other guests, you still say Asher Bara because that's going to bring more simcha into the experience. So anything that you don't have a minyan, say it. You don't have other guests, say it. Because the goal is make this bracha, do something to Asher Bara, sasam v'simcha, say this, that will create some sort of simcha. And that makes sense. For the Ramban, I'm not entirely sure why this should be the case. Why it should be that you have to invite people. Because I assume the Ramban would agree that if you have a chuppah that's without anyone invited, you just have like B'nai Beito who are at the chuppah, you'd still say Birkat Chatanim. So it doesn't. I don't know that the Ramban lines up officially, is totally consistent in a way that you can say, oh, this makes sense according to, he's going L'shitato. But I think the Ran makes sense with that. But I don't know that the Ramban, you can necessarily say this fits exactly. But other than saying that the way of going back to Yom HaKama is that you have invited people to the wedding. And maybe you could say that the Ramban would say that. Yom HaKama means you have the chuppah and you also have people you invited. And so in order to go back to Yom HaKama, that means that you have to have asara, you say all Birkat Chatanim, and you have to have invited people. That's the best I got for how the Ramban can be going L'shitato, but I'm not sure. Good? Okay, so now getting to Rabbi Turchiner's question before is, well, we're going to get to it in a moment, but first, how does the Rambam play into this? So we saw earlier the Ran in page number 1, the last line of the Ran, and source number 4 had said, Kach nirin divrei ha-Rambam zal b'perek bet mihilchot brachot. The Ran thinks that Rambam agrees with him. And we have in source number 8, here's the Rambam, the two halachot here. You can tell me where you see the Rambam agreeing with the Ran. The Rambam writes, "Beit chatanim mevarchin birkat chatanim achar arba brachot elu bechol suda v'suda sheochlin sham ve'in mevarchin bracha zo lo avadim v'lo katanim." It's underlined because we're going to come back to it. Vad kam mevarchin ota im haya almon shenasa almana mevarchin ota biyom rishon bevad v'im haya bachur shenasa almana o almon shenasa betula mevarchin ota kol shivat imei mishta. And lachayod bracha zo shemosifin beveid chatanim he bracha achrona mishava brachot shel nisuin. The medrim amurim b'shayu ha'ochlim hen she'amdu b'birkat ha'nisuin v'shamu ha'brachot. Avalim hayu ha'ochlin achirim shelo shamu birkot nisuin b'shat nisuin mevarchin b'shvilan achar birkat mazon sheva brachot k'derech shemevarchin b'shat nisuin v'hu shiyu asara v'chatanim min ha'minyan. So at first glance, it's not immediately clear to me what part of this is supporting what the Ran said. Rav Rabinovich and Yad Pshuta in source number 9, he's explaining the way the Ran, he doesn't say this is what the Ran had read, but I think what he's, lichora mashma, shetzarich asara rak l'sheva habrachot, v'zeh eino elek sheyesh sham panim chadashot. Aval kasher mevarchin rak birkat asher bara bevad, k'shem she'ein tzorech b'panim chadashot, kach ein tzorech b'asara. That he's, as he's reading, v'hu shiyu asara is referring to the immediately preceding line, when you have panim chadashot, k'derech shemevarchin, that's the way the Ran, I think, was reading it. Says, look, you only require asara when you have all 10. But if all you have is asher bara, then v'hu shiyu asara does not apply to that. V'hu shiyu asara is referring to when you're reciting all 7 brachot. That's, I think, the way Rav Raminovich is mashma from the language of the Rambam, and I think that's the way the Ran was understanding the Rambam as well, that he said, oh, the Rambam agrees with me. And the Kesef Mishnah, though, I think, does not understand like the Ran. The Kesef Mishnah says in source number 10, mashigata ve'in mevarchin bracha zo lo avadim v'lo ketanim, nira pashut, da filu tsrufi lo mitzar finan, eved v'katam bedvar hatzarich asara k'dita v'brachot, kol shekhan shem lo yavarchu. But what he is saying here is that the reason that avadim and ketanim are not included here is because avadim ketanim, because they can't join the 10, and you need 10. So I think what the Kesef, and I saw other people quoting this Kesef Mishnah as presenting, believing that the Rambam holds that Birkat Chatanim, I'm sorry, that Asher Bara, even on its own, cannot be recited by Eved and Katanim, and because they're not part of the 10, the camp part is 10, which means that he understands that Asher Bara, even recited on its own, requires 10. Right? That's the way the Kesef Mishnah, I think, understands the Rambam. So you could say this machloket, I've made a little table also on the last page for all the different things. We haven't seen all of them, but we've seen enough that you can make some sense of it. In the first 3 rows, Asher Bara Chelk Mishava Brachot, Ramban, yes. Asher Bara Tzorich Minyan, Ramban, yes. The Ran, Asher Bara Chelk Mishava Brachot, lo. Asher Bara Tzorich Minyan, lo. And the Rambam, Asher Bara Tzorich Minyan, it's a question. According to the Ran, would say no. According to Kesef Mishnah, I think he would say yeah. The Rambam believes that Asher Bara does require a minyan. That's why a katan and an eved cannot recite Asher Bara at all, because they can't be part of the 10. We'll come back to this chart in a second. About the Suda piece that we had, the machloket, actually going back to the chart, Suda Bli Orchim, the second from the right, the column second from the right, the Ramban believes Suda Bli Orchim Einu Mevarech Afilu Asher Bara. The Ran says Mevarech Asher Bara. So that was their machloket. So what does Rambam hold about that machloket? So the Berur Halacha is it's either Rav Kook or some students of Rav Kook that's on the side on Al HaTorah, which is why I know it. It's on the side of Al HaTorah. Okay, there you go. And also, it's on the side of Al HaTorah. So, I didn't see this inside, but he quotes Milashon Rambam, Shemedaber Al Soed Veid Chatanim Edayak Bal Yad David. I don't know who that is. Okay, He believes that Rambam's position is that you require other guests, which means that for the Rambam line, at least Suda Bli Orchim is in line with the Ramban, and according to whether Asher Bara Tzarich Minyan or not, if you want him to be fully consistent with the Ramban, that would mean that you'd have to hold, like, you'd have to read the Rambam like the Kesef Mishnah, not like the Ran, in order if we wanted to make him consistent. But we'll see, the Lahalach, the Shulchan Aruch, is not even consistent. So I'm not sure that it's necessary to say that he has to be consistent with the Ramban. So we've established this machloket about Asher Bara, it's part of the Sheva Brachot or not, and the ramifications for that, whether it requires a minyan, whether you should try to say Asher Bara every day, and whether you say Asher Bara even without Orchim. There's another machloket that comes up, and this is what Rabbi Tochiner mentioned directly, as to what exactly the function of Panim Chadashot really is. So in source number 12, we have a Tosfot from the previous daf. Omer ri de Panim Chadashot ein kore ela bivnei adam shemarbim bishvilam asimcha yoter. It's generating some additional simcha. The Shabbat, the Chashvin and Panim Chadashot, the Amrin and Be'agadim, is Mershin and Mishabbat, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panim Chadashot Ba'al Lekan, the Amar Shira, Hatam Namim Marbin Lichvod HaShabbat, B'Simcha V'Suda, that there's additional Simcha that's floating around when it's Shabbos also, but the whole, so they count as, they, Shabbat counts as Panim Chadashot, so that's Panim Chadashot. It's an element of Simcha, according to Tosfot. The Ramban and the Ran both basically agree with this. The Ramban in source number 13, Shelo Achal Sham Sheva Yemei HaMishteh, V'chen Perish Rashi, who were the Panim Chadashot are, they weren't there for previous days. Dermina Lakaman, Mishkacha La Panim Chadashot, Delo Havu Taman Mikara. V'afal Pi Shebarchu B'Shesh, Chozrin Muvarchim B'Shabbat. So he talks about a specific scenario in his place and time. They would make weddings on Friday, and then they'd have the meal on Friday night. So even though they made all the brachot on Shesh, on Yom Shishi, on Friday, Chozrin Mevarchim B'Shabbat, they still make all the brachot on Shabbat. Unlike the way Tosfot had said, Tosfot said you can make all the brachot on Shabbat because Panim Chadashot Ba'u Lekan. He says, Sochim Lehem, Bekach She'ief Shash Lo Yehe B'Shabbat Echad Shlo Yasham Edmol. He's like, obviously there's a guest on Shabbos, so you don't have to, you don't have to count, you don't have to worry. When Shabbos comes, it's not that Shabbos is the Panim Chadashot, it's that obviously there's some guest somewhere here who wasn't there yesterday, so you can make all Sheva Brachot. This is reference to Tosfot, or the Ri. Right? In source number 12, I don't like that idea. But that's the Ramban still believes that the Panim Chadashot is still generating some aspect of Simcha, like Tosfot, and the Ran is saying the same thing also, source number 14, Vushibao El Mishta Panim Chadashot B'chol Yom, Shli Yusha Medmol. The Ramban Katav, the Chol Shabbat Panim Chadashot V'med Sham, Av Bisha Eno Ochel, Sham Levarchim Shavu Brachot, V'chatu B'shem Rebbeinu Tam, Zal Dehai Panim Chadashot, Hainu Shesmechim Alav B'nei Achopa, and the Ran agrees with this. So everyone agrees, in the Tosfot, the Ramban, and the Ran, that the Panim Chadashot are ultimately coming for Simcha. The machloka between the Ramban and the Ran had been, so what does that do? For the Ramban, those Panim Chadashot coming, it's not only Simcha, but it's mamish like the day one. For the Ran, it's not like day one, it's just Simcha. I'm sorry, let me say that again. When Panim Chadashot come, everyone agrees that it's like day one. If they're not Panim Chadashot, but there's still people there, so you still have Simcha, but you just don't have it like day one. But the idea of Panim Chadashot is to ultimately bring Simcha there. That's the Ramban and the Ran both agree with. The Rambam, initially I would think is sort of straightforward, the way the Kesef Mishnah and the Aruch HaShulchan understand him. In source number 15, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following. Source number 15, Kesef Mishnah says, explaining Rambam's position, Panim Chadashot, Hainu Bnei Adam Shelo Amdu Sham, Bibrakat HaNisuin. V'lo Shemu HaBrachot, Lefikach Mevarchin Bishvilam, Bisuda Rishona, Sheva Brachot. As the Rambam had said, Panim Chadashot, the people who weren't there before, so they didn't hear the Brachot, so for them, Mevarchin Bishvilam, Bisuda Rishona, Sheva Brachot. V'al Im Amdu Sham, Bishat Nisuin, V'shamu Sheva Brachot, In Varchin Sheva Brachot, V'hilu Bisuda Rishona. If they already heard the Sheva Brachot, you don't make the Sheva Brachot again. according to the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, Panim Chadashot is not about simcha. It's an element of hearing the brachot and making the brachot. And the Aruch Shulchan unpacks what that means in source number 16. Mipashtiyut advarav shel Rambam, mashma demashit tzrichin lavarech sheva brachot bepanim chadashot. Who kadei shanashim achadashim shloshamu birkot achupa ishmeu habrachot letzei idei chovatam. Aval iev shar lamar ken. You can't. What do you mean? They fulfill their obligation. Datu hanashim ha'ela chayvim hem brachot. Ella dekachu ikar ha'inyan ledat haRambam. So this is what Rambam means. Dehina brachot elu hem levarach ed hazug shiatzlichu bederech uvederech agav notin bracha lechvod ha'am en esafim ulazkar chorban Yerushalayim kmo shekatavti. Ve'achiyuv hazeh mutal al kol ish misrael k'shebalei hanot levet chatunat zug hazug levarcham bizman simchatam b'shivat yemei hamishta. The idea is, if you're there and enjoying and participating in the simcha, so you have an obligation to give the couple a bracha. They should shiatzlichu. Okay, and then we're going to make the other brachot as well. But the whole point of it is shiatzlichu. Ve'achad ha'mevarech ve'acherim omrim. So even if you're not the one making the bracha, the fact that you say amen, it's like you're giving them a bracha. So the whole point is, if you were there for the brachot, you said amen to the brachot, or you made the bracha already, you've done your job, and so you don't need to do this bracha anymore. So you don't need sheva brachot, you don't need birkat chatanim, because you've done it already. ולכן, כשיש פנים חדשות שלא שמעו עדיין הברכות, הרי לא בירכו עדיין את זוג ומחויבים לברכם. So פנים חדשות means you didn't hear the bracha, so you need to make the bracha or say amen to the bracha. ולכן, אומן המברך ומברכם, והם שומעים ועונים אמן ויצאו ידי חובתם. וזה שכתב הרמב״ם, מברכים בשבילם. כלומר, מברכים בשבילם כדי שיצאו ידי חובתם לברך את החתן ואת הכלה. ואפילו אם יש אחד שלא שמע, מברכים בשבילו. As long as you had one person didn't hear it, he had a chiyuv to give them a bracha, so you have to say all sheva brachot. That's the goal of panim chadashot. It's not this simcha piece. It's the idea of you want to make sure that you give a bracha to the chatan v'chala. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah, that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan, I think that's the pashur pshat of the Rambam. I saw in the Yad HaPshuta, maybe I'm misunderstanding Rav Rabinovich, but I think on the basis of a different Rambam, he's reading this totally differently. We won't read source number 17, although he alludes to source number 17, so I put it there. It's a Yerushalmi. Well, I'll say it. The Yerushalmi and source number 17 has the following. Tani Omer Birkat Chatanim Kol Sheva. Rabbi Yirmiya Savar Meimar Mafkin Kalata Kol Sheva. He thinks, and in the commentary on the Yerushalmi, Korban Eida, Yidid Nefesh, like they all are saying the same thing, that what Rabbi Yirmiya is saying is that we actually bring her out and put her under a chuppah, kol shiva. I'm rather Rabbi Yossi. V'hatani Rabbi Chia omer brikat avelim kol shiva. Itlach meimar mafkin mita kol shiva. He says, look, you're going to tell, so we're going to assume that birkat chatanim and birkat avelim are going to be equal. So if Rabbi Yirmiya, you're going to say that when we do birkat chatanim, we have to reenact the wedding, so you take the kala, put her under the chuppah, you can tell me the same thing about Birkat Avilim, that we're gonna rebury the dead or bring out the dead body. No, you buried the body, it's done. She went to the chuppah, she's done. You don't reenact the thing, you don't reenact the funeral. So Mafkin Mita Kolshiva, so Maikadon, Makan Menachem Imo, Afkan Mesameach Imo, Makan Maskarin, Afkan Maskarin. No, what it means is that you were Menachem with him, The Avel, so at the Birkat Chatanim, you're Mesameach Imo. Mazkirin, there you talk about, maybe talk about the deceased, you talk about that, the sadness, whatever. Afkan Mazkirin, okay, here with Birkat Chatanim, you talk also about the Simchas. That's this Yerushalmi. So, the Rav Rabinovich and Yad Pshuta, source number 18, refers to this. He's a Rabbi Yirmiya Savar, Shinisuin, Hen, Rak, Bishat, Knisat, Lachopa. Lefikach, Imnitan, Leverek, Birkat Chatanim, Kol Shiva, Al Korchach, Shetzerich, Tekes, Shal, Knisat, Lachopa, Bechol, Yom Echadash. Rabbi Yirmiya believes that you actually have to reenact it, so you actually have to reenact it. V'maskanat ha-Yerushalmi hi she'ein sarich knisa lochopa mechadash. The maskanat is you don't have to reenact it. Ela kol shiu zman simcha v'yesh misamchim oto ra'ui levarech. When there's simcha and they're misameachim, it's appropriate to make the bracha. V'rei zekeh hemshech zman nisuin. It's like the extension of the wedding. V'af al pi she'kinyan nisuin kvar nigmar b'knisa lochopa. Nisun already happened. Mikol makom kol meshach shivad yemei mishna zman mishta zman nisuin hu. It's still the time period of zman nisuin. And then he quotes this next Rambam, Ketav Rabbeinu Behilchot Zechiyo Matana, Shebizman Sheyisa Adam Isha Mishalchin Lo Re'av Miyuda'av Ma'ot, they sent him gifts, Uva'im Otam Re'im V'amiyuadim Sheshalchu Lo V'achlu V'ochlin V'shortin Ima Chatan B'shivat Yemei HaMishta Ove Miktzatam. And those people who send gifts then come and they feast for all of the week, or at least for part of them. He says, V'nira Shezeu Atam L'din Panim Chadashot. He says, he thinks that this is the point of Panim Chadashot. Dahainu, yesh rei, and I think he's explaining this previous Rambam, and I think he's trying to explain Rambam's position in general. Dahainu, yesh reim shebaim lismoach im chatan, rak lemikzad yimei amishta, uviyom shebaim reim umiyuadim chadashim mitchadsha hasimcha. Vahainu shem Rabbi Yerushalmi, af kan mesmeachim omazkirin. Af aval otan sheshamu berkat chatanim mikvar, zot omeret shekvar hishtatfu besimcha mikodem, Ein kan od simcha mechudeshet bishvilam. He's saying that the fact that they already heard the brachot means they already rejoiced with him, and so they don't need to rejoice with him anymore. But I think for him, the whole point of him, according to him, panim chadashot is still about simcha, and says it doubles down on it in the last line, mashmi'enu rabenu shirak ha'ochlim besuda zo ba'in becheshbon. You have to have eaten the suda. Lo tzi midada sovrim ki mevarchin biglal panim chadashot afilu einan ochlim, to the exclusion of people who were there but didn't eat. V'chen afilu shamu sheva brachot achar birkat amazon, ela shelo achlu b'ota suda. They heard them, but they didn't participate in that suda. Hare eila ochlim acharim. Those are like other eaters. V'im lo nochuchu be'er achopa, yecholim limnotan lefanim chadashot, kikara pe'ulat ha-mesamchim, hi shemishtadfim be'achila u'shtia. Because the whole point of being present is to be mishtatev in achila u'shtia, and to be part of the simcha there. I think he's reading, it's clear that he's reading panim chadashot differently than the way I think Rambam was understood, certainly by the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kesef Mishnah, that for him he's saying, actually, Panim Chadashot is still about Simcha. It's about participating, saying amen to the brachot, but to be participating in the Simcha. That's why they're there.
But he's not taking away the idea that it's still about those visitors, as opposed to being about the Chasmikah.
Right.
He's just adding an explanation that ties their to Simcha. But it's still about that.
It's still about the guests.
It's still about the visitors. It's not,
correct.
It's not about the
right. You're right. You're right. That's true. That's actually true. That is true. That it's not as right. It's still not the same. Because this is still focused on the visitors as opposed to correct, yeah.
So as maybe a book of what we were just said, maybe not. We have the Gemara and Sukkah. The Tizad Hassan and Kala they're tuming from Sukkah called Shiva, right? And we learn, right? We learn from there that according to the basic opinion, it has to be said Birkat Chatanim only in the house of the Chatan, right? Only where it is, where the Chuppah is. In that sense, we would say that it's not because of the visitors, it's because of the Chatan Mikal. Why? Because it's not all the visitors that come in, it's because of the Chatan Mikal, because this is where the Simcha is.
No, this
Simcha is where the Chuppah is.
But like Roger is saying now, the Simcha, that will generate the situation in which these visitors say the bracha is the simcha of Beis Hasan, but it's still fundamentally about the visitors.
So the man of Kamehameha can be said anywhere else. If it's because of the visitors. Wherever there is Ban Chadashot, you should say it's the simcha. Why specifically in Beit Chatanim then? If it's because of the visitors, then why would we say the Birkat Chatanim needs to be said in Beit Chatanim?
That's where they're reenacting the chuppah.
They're reenacting the chuppah wherever there's visitors. Wherever they see new faces.
It makes sense to say the reenactment happened in Beit Chatanim. That's literally what that means.
You could say
that maybe it turns it into the Beit Chatanim, but I think the reenactment would have to be in the Beit Chatanim.
That was like when I did this year with Right? He said half is because that creates the Chasan.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Still, I think again, you can read the Gemara in Sukkah is focused on Chatan Bekala specifically. That's why you should say the brachot in Bet Chatanim and not somewhere else. Unless you're starting to be funnel here and you say, okay, the Iker is where they're going to go, and if they go and the Suda is over there, then this is the Bet Chatanim because they're going to be a Sara in a different place. But like, if it's focused on visitors, then you would say, or new faces.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying that if it's focused on the visitors, then all we should care about is the visitors. There should be no importance to the couple. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Because if they go to eat somewhere else, then why wouldn't there be simcha there? Like, we assume the simcha is only where chuppah is. That's what we assume. Chuppah is bet chatani. If they go somewhere else, why would we assume there's no simcha there? If there's pani chadasha, if there's new people, there's visitors, if this is our focus on.
Interesting. Okay, I'd want to spend more time on that Gemara in Sukkah. Okay. Lahalacha, which I think makes... I think the Ramban, if you look on the table that I put on the last page, like I think without the last line, I think things can sort of line up fairly well. But I think Lahalacha sort of shows that things don't necessarily line up or don't need to line up. And source number 19, Shulchan Aruch, just three different halachas here. Ein mevarchin berkat chatanim ela be'asara gedolim v'nei chorin chatan v'nei minyan bein kshe'omrim otam bishat nisrin bein kshe'omrim otam achar berkat amazon aval kshe'ein omrim achar berkat amazon ela berkat ashabara eino tzarich asara mikol makom shlosha ba'inan. So he's ruling explicitly that ashabara is not one, it can't be one of berkat chatanim, because if it's part of berkat chatanim it would require asara. That's only when you have all of them. But this would sound like the Ran. Right? That was the Ran's position. It doesn't require asara. Brachas now Zion. Brachas zo shemosifim
bebrachat. But the Ran also needed three.
Yeah, the Ran said levachot there should be three.
Why?
I think it was. Well, he said that about sheasim chabimo. No. That he said that. No, I'm sorry, you're right, that was the Ramban. The Ramban says,
No, the Ramban does mention it.
No, he's quoting the Ramban.
In himself.
Yeah, Vashar Bara, Lobai Asara, Ela Begimel, Nami Brachin. Yeah. But he's the Sheshim Chabimono, but yeah. It might be because of the Sheshim Chabimono piece. Because that full line is, Lomavarach Ela Sheshim Chabimono, Vashar Bara, Lobai Asara, Ela Begimel. Certainly, she'asim chabimo. No, it is v'zimun.
And it's part of Zimun, but yeah. The bracha itself could be discounted to
him. Yeah. So yeah. Okay. So that tzarich even more on the she'asim chabimo no piece of this. Fair. In sif zayin, the Shulchan Aruch source number 19, bracha zoshim asifim beit chatanim. He bracha achronim mishem brachot. He brikat asher bara. V'yesh omrim da'av asher bara ein mevarach kol shiva elak shem zamnin achirim avalim ochel im b'nei beito ein mevarachim. And that's the that is the Ramban, right? You have to have invited people there. So it doesn't. It would be nice, I think, if we were consistent and at least. We were like the Ran all the way through, the Ramban all the way through, but we're going like the Ramban to require, I'm sorry, we're going like the Ran to not require Asara, but we're going like the Ramban to say that, but you still have to have invited people. Which goes back to what I said before, which I'm not entirely sure that this ties in directly to that previous machloket, because it could be that it's not totally l'shita tam, and you could sort of mix and match this, but I think it's noteworthy, or maybe it's not noteworthy at all, but it's worth noting, I guess that means it is noteworthy, that the Shulchan Aruch here is not consistent with the Ramban or versus the Ran, which might mean that that's really not a nafkamina between the Ramban and the Ran, otherwise the Shulchan Aruch would have been soter himself. And in Sif Chet, another piece that we discussed, that Shabbos would count as panim chadashot, and the Rama even adds yeshurim and the end that drasha have panim chadashot. Even the drasha, I guess if it's a funny drasha, or it's not funny, but it's an enjoyable drasha. Simcha evoking drasha that also could count as panim chadashot.
What cannot count as panim chadashot?
A boring drasha. I don't know. This cup.
This is the classic. The idea of the Dvar Torah and the Shal Shuddha is the idea of the Dvar Torah.
Okay. So that's the basic point of what I wanted to explore, which is what Asher Bara is, and when we say it, and how it fits into the Sheva Brachot piece. Primarily, this machloket Ramban and the Ram, and then looking how the Rambam plays into this, and the various different other manifestations of how this plays out. The last piece I just want to say, which was what was the first thing that interested me when I was thinking about what I wanted to speak about, but I found not enough on it, so I was like, okay, I guess I'll just throw it at the end because I still think it's interesting. When I first learned this Gemara, I was really confused why this is it's an explicit Gemara that talks about Misheva Vad Shloshim, Bein Amar Lehu Machmat Hilula, Bein Lo Amar Machmat Hilula, Levrech Shesach Mono, Mikan Ve'elech, like, we have explicitly what you do between day 7 and day 30, and then what happens between day 30 and 12 months, but I didn't do this. I don't know anyone who does do this. And I was just, my initial thought was that's so strange when you have a line in the Gemara that's explicit that no one argues on, but that's not how we practice. I thought there could be something juicier. And there might be if we spent more time in it, it could be juicier. But here's what we've got. As early as the Smag in source number 20, he says, Misheva vad shloshim evrech shes chami mano, afilu lo ba'o kurin lichvod ha'chopa, bizman hazeh, arva kol simcha v'lo na'agu levarech klal achar shivat yimei hamishta. And if you don't know what it means by arva kol simcha, then read the Toronto Torah and Yeshayahu and see if maybe they translated Yeshayahu Chaf Dalet Yod Aleph, where arva kol simcha galamisos ha'aretz, and it's clear from context and also from that Rashi, it means it lessened, it darkened, it lowered. The simcha is no longer there. We don't have that same level of simcha. And so even though, yeah, Sheva Bracha we're going to do, and it's great, but after Sheva Bracha, we just don't have the same level of simcha in our lives that would warrant to include anything more beyond those 7 days. And that is, in source number 22, that is Shulchan Aruch rules, Va'idna, arva kol simcha, ve'ino omrim she'a simcha b'meno, ele shivat yimei ha'mishta, mikol makom nira da'af le'amon, that's a separate piece, I can read it, but it's not relevant to what I'm saying right now. Mikol makom nira da'af le'amon shenasa almana omrim she'a simcha b'meno, b'shlo she'emim shu sameach ima. That is a throwback to, I think, what Rabbi Turchiner spoke about, the Almana have 3 days of Simcha. So the Shulchan Aruch understands those 3 days of Simcha, meaning you still say, even if you're not doing Sheva Brachot, you would still have some element of Simcha.
So should we restore this in our days? Or we have a Medina,
independent country, and the Geula has started? A couple weeks ago, you can look in, Idan Rakovsky has a piece, probably 5 weeks ago now, he has a piece on the Tefillah that we don't make many changes in our Sidur, so you can read that Toronto Torah piece, and you can discuss with Irakovsky at torontotorah.com more about ways that we can or cannot change the liturgy. But I'll leave that to you, Idan. There you go. Reishis. I missed that Simchas. Okay, there you go. Okay, Shkoach. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Everyone should have a Sameach Shabbos. Rav Yehuda and Tet, Almid Aleph.
First line, I think.